Welcome to another comic book review. We're going to talk about some comics that we read over the last week. Okay.
Fuck yeah.
We caught up on The Cole, which is honestly probably the best thing that we read this week, honestly.
In my yeah. Spoilers.
One of the best things. Yes, one of the best things. I had to catch myself. It's February. For those of us who read The Cole, Kelly Thompson, just doing great things. How do we feel about the series so far?
I fell in love.
Yeah, me too. Like, it's giving me very, like, I'm feeling not the exact same way, but I'm anticipating more just like I was for, like, We Live. And I just hope they give me more. I just want more. And I hope they don't stop in the middle of it.
Because as we started it, I remember the first time we came to it, we saw the issue one. I would have never guessed it would have gone to where it is right now.
Yeah.
And I am so glad that it did. This is my jam. This is my jam.
I think I might have been the only one that, like, followed up with it.
No,
like,
you championed this shit. And I'm like, wow.
It really developed. I thought from the beginning it was going to be this really, like, one-sided story of teenagers sneaking into a place they ain't supposed to be, and it was going to end up kind of flat. A lot of, like, it just gave me very reminiscent to other stories that we read. They have really good premises but kind of end up flopping in at the end.
Yeah.
And it set up a really high bar with that whole, like, Cloverfield-esque type deal that they said in the first book that we didn't get to see.
Yeah.
The way that the story progressed and it being five issues, it felt a lot longer than five issues.
Mm-hmm.
Very meaty. It is just the beginning. I feel like I don't know how you follow this and still keep the same type of intensity.
It's sliders.
I could definitely see, like, the way they ended it and everything and the little things they set up. I can see it for at least one more batch.
Yeah.
Like, a good, like, five more issues and stuff because of some, especially with when it came to, like, we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, especially came the fact that they're in a different dimension and there
are
different.
Oh, you're not talking about that.
Oh.
Don't get him like that. If he says, can I talk about this? He's going to spoil the whole thing.
Look. Okay. I won't say anymore, but, like, the things they set up is very, very interesting and I can see where they can go. But I would say a good five more issues would probably be good enough to wrap it all up. Unless they make the next season, like, a little longer and stuff.
Or they kill characters off.
Yeah, that too. I also like the fact that I really love this dialogue. Like, it's a little wordy. It makes you think, like, it's going to be too much and, like, it's going to put you out. Because we've seen that, like, when people keep talking so much and they explain things or whatever, it can not flow right very easily. But this time around, like, I was just boom, boom, boom. Yeah. It was easy. Like, it just flowed.
You're right. There is a lot of dialogue, but I didn't even really notice it as, like, it didn't hit me heavy.
I was trying to speed read and I got through, like, two issues, but I didn't feel like the dialogue was slowing me down. And I read everything. I was like, okay.
And it explains everything really well. It'll set up stuff that'll reveal in maybe the next or a couple of issues down the road.
Yeah.
They all kind of tie in together. The planning, everything that goes around the script of this book was really well done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful, honestly.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, that art.
Art from Matias de Illis.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
Godly work.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Like those, truly. Like, when those scenes, when it starts getting, like, heavy, like, in those action scenes, like, when certain things happen and everything, like, it make you feel some shit and everything, like, you could feel it from the characters, like, oh shit, especially in their expressions and stuff. I love when comics are the art style allows the characters to be expressive instead of having like very static faces.
Yeah,
and
let
stuff.
The art speak sometimes over the dialogue.
Exactly. Yes.
That's my one complaint. As much as I like Hayden Sherman's art in Dark Sector's Dungeons,
mm-hmm.
A more expressionistic, realistic artist mm-hmm. will probably carry that murder story, like, far further than what I'm able to see. But I do like it. And with this book, getting back on this topic, I just love how lively the characters are.
Yeah.
And how beautiful the world is and dangerous. It's very,
like,
very cool.
And unknown. And like this very H.P. Lovecrafty.
Yeah.
And I love there's still so much mystery and things that we don't know.
Yeah, the concept of they are the reason why all of this is happening, right? We've seen that before, almost like a... what's that story that we used to read? That short story we read back in high school where you step on a button. Is it the butterfly effect?
Yeah.
So this whole like butterfly effect kind of like thesis that they have going on in the background, that the way that it kind of like affects the world around them was really cool to see from that perspective, and how it was how it played out and portrayed. Mm-hmm. The dynamic that they develop from the characters, the backstory that isn't hankered down your throat.
Yeah.
It's just kind of thrown in there, splashed in. It's like I know these characters without knowing these characters. And it's there's a fine line in it that a writer can take when it comes to that. And they executed it perfectly, I believe.
Yeah, she's a star. Yeah. She clearly knows how to write women and characters in general. Oh, she's doing a fantastic job.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I have like one little gripe, and I'll try to say it in a way that it won't.
Here comes the women hate again. Piece of cake.
Just coming off of my, you know, Madam Web review. I'm sorry.
stay tuned, by the way.
There was a moment in the last book that I felt like it happened way. It felt a little bit out of nowhere. I feel like it could have used a little bit more setup. Like one of the characters is able to become more important than they were beforehand and such.
You thought it was out of character? You thought it was like just kind of shoehorned?
Yeah, because they really didn't explain how everybody could tap in the way they do.
They didn't.
And they get issue
3.
Huh?
They did in issue 3.
No, I was under the assumption while I was reading it that this other person was excluded from it.
Yeah, like they
explained why in issue 3. I believe in issue 3 when she can't tap into it, or when the little furry panda like turned her away, he said it because of the grief that you're holding on in darkness, that specific or the world
that they're fundamentally broken.
Yeah, couldn't pick up on it.
But the thing is, at that point in time, that character didn't come to terms with things yet.
Right.
All they did was, yeah.
That's the thing.
Like, so it came off a little weird. But if how the fifth book ended, if that act would have happened before, and then we would have got that part, then
so
it would have felt a little better.
Maybe it's the way that I read it. I read it as in that when they came back and they started seeing everything around them, that she started coming into self-healing. She started coming into the steps that I took to get my brother back I could have approached this entire thing in a different way, and she self-healed, and that was what gave her the will to be able to fuck this, I'm doing it. And as her trying to force these powers on her, she shifted her mentality from a victim into a fighter, and that is why those powers worked.
Like
that's how I read it.
Okay,
I could definitely see that point of view. It was just how they explained it with the panda and everything made it seem like even if she worked, it had done the thing that she did.
That she was fundamentally broken.
It wouldn't have.
Just that they went out of the way to show that she ate something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She ate her power fruit, you know.
Yeah.
She ate her One Piece fruit.
But beyond that, like, it's still fine. Like, even afterward, like, because it could have even been like, oh, she did that, and then no one else matters. Only I matter because I'm the main character. No, everyone's still
became like dynamic.
It's still equally dynamic. They're all in it together and everything. Yeah. And that's beautiful. And I love, you know, and I love that. So either way, whether that's, even though that's like my only tiny gripe, like, it's still a great series. And there, recommend, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know when the omnibus comes out, I'm definitely ordering the omnibus. I've gone to collecting omnibuses other than like paperbacks. Otherwise, this one was just gonna be fun.
I was jealous of that Do a Powerbomb.
The omnibus, I think, it's still out.
Yeah, I'm gonna get me one of those.
Yeah.
There's one for Extremity coming out too, his first comic, and I'm gonna get that too. But
I actually was recording Pena the other day. And we got done with the studio session. He got up. He goes, "Oh, I'm taking this." Walked over there, just grabbed Powerbomb and walked out the house. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Get on him.
I was like, as long as your ass is reading.
Yeah,
exactly.
You will learn. You will learn. But yeah, moving on, we are going to talk about another, again, I can pretty explain this, by the way, Marvel's Ultimate Black Panther, number one.
Yeah.
I don't physically have it here because, again, what I once explained it already. Somebody Go help me back. Someone held me back and didn't help me in the year of our month.
I mean, your health held you back.
Well, I mean, he could have physically got it for me, but you know what I mean? I'm just going to say that again.
Why don't I'm surprised it wasn't a way to like DoorDash it, you know?
Wouldn't that be
Yeah. Like, give me the comic.
That's called Postmates.
Part of me was arrogant enough to think that there's nobody in this area that's going to make that book sell out and I will be able to walk in and get a million copies because God knows they print a million fucking Batmans, a million of those gargoyle number ones, as they should have. Yeah. But I was expecting this equally to have.
I wonder if it's because it's a Ultimates thing that they're kind of still testing the waters on, that they're maybe not overly printing.
I could see them telling shops and going
books,
like,
I've been a fan of the Ultimate book so far.
Like when they first hit the scene, they were on and popping, but that's not the new 2024 vibe.
No, but I think he's talking about the newer.
What I'm saying. The new Ultimates, it's very like even the Spider-Man, they didn't have like multiple copies. They had maybe four of those bitches.
Yeah. Mm.
So I was arrogant enough to think that I could just go in and get a copy, but I was wrong.
You were a fool.
I was fool, and my family didn't help me. So, Ultimate Marvel Black Panther, number one. Man, I could not be more ready for what comes in this universe.
It's like a great setup.
It's like a lot of moving pieces that are super familiar, but they're different enough to where it's like, this is mad interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I really like how they're able to mirror the MCU.
Yes, yes.
Almost, I don't want to say beat by beat, but there's some areas that's like completely copy and paste over, which it may sound like a bad thing, but I think it's actually really good for new readers.
Yes.
It gives them an opening to a character that they already know. They don't have to like get reacquainted.
Cause even
I wasn't a Black Panther reader before you started bringing in the comics and on the podcast. So some of it took me a little bit to like, I had read like him and like the Illuminati and stuff like that, but like getting used to his actual quirks outside of those like team ups is a little different. But reading this one is like, I know this guy. I've known him for a decade plus, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it was really good setup. It was fun.
I love like the designs of the redesigns of like Shuri and Okoye and everything.
I like this Bene Gesserit like sorceress thing. I'm like, mm-hmm. That is a really cool part of the lore to add.
Yeah,
that's dope. Actually,
I'm ready because I'm like, I love this like interconnection of like him being a king and the politics and stuff around. Like remember we were always talking about how like a lot of people don't know how to write Wakanda being like not perfect. And everything like it's been, I feel like we're heading out into a way it's being written in a good way without being too ridiculous. Like, oh, it's completely corrupt and it's horrible and everything. No, it's like it's a country that still has its own little problems and outside of it. Because it's about the things that's happening. So Wakanda's fine, but it's about what
like, we're going to be. Right.
Exactly. It's, it's about the grander scope of like Wakanda
geopolitics.
Yeah. Doing stuff for other, the stuff that's happening outside of it. And I also want to know what's going on with Killmonger. I like his design.
That was like, a crazy
who
intro.
Who do you think that is at the end?
You know who it is. You know who that is.
Yeah, I know, but who do you think it is?
Who at the end?
The lightning. Whatever they call it.
I don't know who that.
You know who it is.
Who could it be?
This is Ultimate.
And that's dope as hell. I'm like, how do you even compete with that? That's crazy.
Exactly.
Man, that's gonna be a crazy little meet there. I can't wait to see that interaction happen.
Black Panther, you got our attention, please.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, and I like the little like foreword about like the what the fuck is Reed Richards' name?
The Maker.
Yeah, the Maker.
I thought that was really cool. I was like, wait, I didn't even know all that shit.
I forgot about that.
I did too.
We dipped our toes in it, and then we kind of like
because they were so sporadic with it over multiple books.
Yeah.
So it was hard to keep up with this whole thing what the Maker was doing. But the last time we got a big glimpse of it was when we were reading Venom.
But I also like it because it is like the Maker, like the schemes in the background are like they're not out in the open.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very much Mortal Kombat 1 where he's like, I remixed the universe.
Was that the Ultimates number one where he created the bubble again or whatever? We read that book, right?
Yeah. That was
That story, was a Venom book.
No. That was like a one. Yes.
It was like
all together. The Maker was making the Ultimate Universe.
He gave him that whole
He
said, hey Miles, you want to go home? But I am home. All right. Okay.
And I feel like maybe this is the culmination of that.
I like that.
And honestly, just knowing what I know about how they got him out and where he was for the longest time, I'm like, okay, well, I can see how Grand Designs are turning. And when he went away, all this stuff is kind of just happening. And
yeah,
it's very cool. I'm very much into it, and I can't wait to see what they do next. It's a grand setup.
Yeah, they got me reading Ultimates now. Okay. I gotta go back and catch up on all the shit they're doing. Yeah.
Ultimates is always fire until they're not, but they're always fire, man. They always start a
real. I'm only gonna read the new shit. I'm not gonna go back and bother with the world ending.
No, well, that's because that's over.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, that, like I said, the same thing might happen with this that it did back in the day. Back in the day, everything started off hot, and then things started getting different.
Hot and cold, But let's ride high. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Because what's about to happen?
What?
Yeah, because what's about to happen? What are we going on to next?
We are going on to Night Thrasher number one. We're about to get thrashed in the night.
Can I go ahead and say this? In the year of our Lord 2024, I had no idea what the fuck Night Thrasher was.
I was going to give you guys a brief summary. Night Thrasher is essentially one of the many new warriors, and this is like someone who was just doing their own thing. He's like a teen guy, and now he's...
Was he in the new warriors that died out in the Civil War kickoff?
I want to say yes. He
okay.
They're all like very, very... They're like teens, and now they're grown, and they don't really know what to do with them. So this
Can you mention like Namorita and like a couple other things? And I was like, I've heard of this, but I haven't heard of you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's one of them ones.
I have a complaint about the book.
I have several.
my main complaint is...
Thank you.
They wanted to reintroduce this character to you, but at the same time make you feel like this character was still here the entire time. I feel that this could have been something that they could have completely re-envisioned and reintroduced to the people at large, because no one knows who this person is.
I feel like we've read comics that had a good balance of that, like reintroducing you without making you feel alienated and like, what the fuck is going on? Who are these? Blah, blah, blah. But this is... doesn't have that balance. You're walking in wondering who's Dwayne, who are these characters, why do we care? I walked in wondering, wait, this is Marvel?
It's the end of my company. I don't care.
Like, wait, he's down the street from fucking hell. Wait, this is New York?
What is fucking Static Shock's company? Why am I blanking right now?
I don't know. You're gonna set me... You're supposed to set
their,
me up
their book. The people that used to print it.
No,
Milestone.
Milestone. This gave me Milestone feels.
I can feel you on that. Yes,
he feels like that guy, the one with the guy who makes stuff.
Hardware.
Yeah, he reminds me of Hardware.
In the fact that he's isolated and alone.
Yeah. He just punches more stuff. Just like, I'm super smart and I have all these technologies.
He's just out there. I don't.
And like when he put that suit on, like he didn't do shit but get pieced up.
He's a street basher.
His first issue was him getting his ass beat. That's not...
Hey, people like adversity, right? If Ray got beat up, everyone would have loved it, right?
I was more intrigued to learn more about his...
Because she's a woman.
His friend, the girl that kind of like...
She was way more interesting.
Way more interesting.
They even had like a little short story in the back of it that made me feel something like, oh shit, this is...
Yeah, I enjoyed that short story more than anything I enjoyed in this book.
He comes in, apparently he's been dead for how long and everything, comes back, his company is doing stuff while he's been dead, and he comes and decides to shut it down even though it's still helping people in the city. He's like, no, it was corrupt long ago, my parents and blah, blah, blah. It needs to be shut down. Like, we're doing good stuff. No,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what you want.
Ass is his right.
Mm-hmm. And then like people getting mad at him because he's back. Yeah, because you've been dead and now you want to like come back and think you're bad shit and everything. Like, you're the Thrasher of Rage. Come like, nah, fuck you, bitch.
So you're saying that this is like a story that I should recommend to everyone?
No.
Oh, okay. I misread that.
I'm going to
probably pass on whatever happens next with this. I won't lie.
Unless they make a more comic about what the Seal. She was great.
They need more going on, honestly. They need a lot more.
Yeah, it was very forgettable. Yes. I completely forgot that I read that book until I...
Till we talked
about it. I spit read it, and I don't feel like I missed a beat.
Yeah.
So
his name is Night Thrasher.
Which is a hard sell, honestly. But sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And moving on, last on the docket from DC, we have Red Hood The Hill.
AKA
did anybody read the Red Hood, the Hill Zero that they talked about in this book?
Me either. I thought about it.
They mentioned it, and I'm like, I'm not reading that.
I'm already doing a lot of work.
I just like went through five issues of fucking Call and do all that. This was my last one. I'm like, wait.
Now to me, this is another thing that it could have benefited from, like not having the Red Hood in it.
Yeah, the Red Hood was barely in it.
I didn't know why he was there.
That's what I'm saying. So the name of the Red Hood is just there for the namesake of the Red Hood. This character didn't serve any purpose I was reading the book. But let's be honest. Everybody else.
Let's be honest. If they would have marketed this as whatever,
I don't know,
generic band of
random super
guys cool in the hill, we wouldn't have even thought of getting it.
Now, in my defense, I feel like in this month alone, personally, maybe I would have picked it up if I saw, wait a second, DC's making a book about a bunch of no-name black superheroes in the town.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They used the Red Hood to sell this book, but the Red Hood wasn't in it. This was about every other character.
The Red Book wasn't Jordy.
Oh, he was he was there doing something. He wasn't there fighting crime.
No, he was there.
He was there catching dimes.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
He bagged her so quick, fast.
She was ready. Oh. All right, she heard about him. He's gonna be at the party. I'll be there.
Yeah, this is before he got his memory taken away by his psychotic father figure.
No, this is after.
This is him healed.
This is
healed.
Was he? Did he ever get healed? He never got healed. Yeah, thing.
Look where he's at.
So when she healed him, that ass healed him. So when they the Red Hood were part of his whatever, I expected him to come in with that struggle that he had at the end of Joker War. He didn't really have it, but granted, that's neither here nor there because he wasn't even in it to begin with.
Yeah.
The story itself, I felt a little, I liked it as a standalone. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand why there's so many people that nobody gets known or is introduced. Maybe Zero is required reading, but
because I don't know.
It's tough to sell a book like that.
If Zero was your number one,
you should have been your number one.
Zero should be like additional, should be kind of optional DLC, not like required reading.
Right.
Got me feeling this was like a contentional sabotage for the comic, you know?
I know, because I read it and I'm like, I don't know who anyone is.
Because this old lady.
I keep mixing people up.
I like her.
I like her too. I like her,
but is she in the past?
It came back.
Yeah, like what?
But her line did.
I don't know time-wise, because I know this is about the Joker War.
Well, this is after Joker War. She did that, it was during Joker War.
Yeah. And that's why I was like confused. Like, oh, wait, is that old lady going to come back? Or is this, what is happening? And I couldn't really attach myself to certain characters. It was just a lot. I do want to like it. I love the art style. And I'm digging some of the characters and stuff like that. But it's just a lot.
It's like when you taste some food and you know it's missing some seasonings, but you just can't figure out what it is.
Exactly. Like, it has a potential of being better, but it's too late. It's already cooked.
Can't quite put my finger on it, but I know something's missing.
Yeah.
And also, I might have misread. I honestly maybe just wasn't paying attention. Do they know that each other is the Red Hood? Like, do they know Jason is the Red Hood and they're all like the superheroes, or they're just friends and they believe that everybody else is somebody?
I saw that. I read
There's a weird misconnection within that, right?
There was a point in the story where like they were talking about like, Red Hood is back. I don't know what's going on. Sincerely, like they didn't
two
know.
Red Hood.
Two Red Hood. Like,
they were all friends, but then they're also part of the Red Hood like group. So there was like, do they know who the fuck these people are?
I don't know whether it was like the way it was written was a little off.
Maybe they know him in moniker only. Yeah, maybe. Not any of
but
them, not.
They're also the other heroes there.
Yeah.
It's so weird. They It's just like, I don't know, it was weird to me.
It's like they're part of the same superhero French, team,
yeah.
The vigilante team, but they don't, they're also friends outside of it, but they don't know.
They don't know each other as part of it.
Like, they didn't recognize each other or fucking their actors.
I think I just read it wrong, but I don't know. It was worded weird.
I think it was set up in a way that, unfortunately, that was misconstrued. I'm sure, maybe. I feel like they do know, but like, the way it was written, it was weird.
Very strange.
Like I said, potential, it could have been better, but
yeah, didn't need the Red Hood connection really. In a lot of ways.
And now it makes me wonder, like, should I have read fucking Zero?
Yeah.
Like,
certainly not going to.
I'm not anymore.
I've seen everything I need to see. I follow the artists, and that's really all I came here for. So but with that being said, guys, that is our
These are the reviews of one
comic book reviews.
Does anybody have any recommendations? Anything they've been reading?
No, I don't have a recommendation, but I do need to finish because I thought I was done. And then I looked back and I wasn't. I need to finish Cyborg because it kept going.
It kept going.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, fuck. So
I have some recommendations.
What's up?
I would say keep waiting on that Green Lantern. Follow Daredevil, the Daredevil series. Following that.
The devil,
sure.
The one with the demons and stuff?
Yes, follow that Daredevil series. That's pretty great. And obviously the Cole. I mean, recommendations outside what we have. Transformers is still okay right now. So
okay,
that's fine.
I have been a mop. I've been playing Tekken. I am not useful.
Have you been reading the Tekken comic?
Have you been reading the Bloodborne comic since you loved it so much?
There is a Bloodborne comic.
Yeah, it's more of a comedy than anything.
I've been dragged back into the darkness, boys.
Wait, which one?
Batman's Got Me Again.
Oh my god. You didn't mention that on the podcast.
He did. He said, I'm sorry to bring you back.
Did you ever really get away?
How could he get away? He said blatantly that he is a fan. He's been reading it.
He's like crawling out the room like, no.
Shout out to Chip Zdarsky.
Yes.
So the last two issues, 142 and 143, took a new arc, and they are called Joker Year One. So they explore, we all know he was the Red Hood and how he became the Joker. Yeah. They explore his time right after that within Young Batman, and then they do a time switch over to where he was successful in poisoning the entirety of Gotham with his Joker thing. And it's an old Batman and an old Joker. And the way that they go back and forth between a young James Gordon, young Batman, a young Joker, and then the older versions of those two. And every time they switch back time, they switch the art style, which is fucking beautiful, by the way. Mm-hmm. They have two issues going right now, part one and part two. They are both awesome. Okay. They are great. And also, there was a Batman book that was from Black Label called Batman City of Madness. It is a H.P. Lovecraft type deal. It was three books. They're finished. Fantastic. Really good.
Okay.
Batman's going to be by the balls again, guys.
Is Gargoyle over?
No.
No.
Issue three is going to drop probably in another half a month.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for that. But they're very slow dripping with that one.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Yeah. Other than that, the batch has fucking got me.
My recommendation is a shit I need to catch up on. Like, I still need to finish Lost. Is Superman Lost over?
It should be done.
Yeah, it's over. It just finished, I got to catch up on that as well.
Yeah. I mean, that and fucking, because I love Godzilla. Godzilla versus Kong versus Justice League.
Oh gosh.
Because why not?
Yeah,
I just want to see what Gorilla Grog does with fucking King Kong, because he's like, oh my god, is this Master. God? Yeah, he's like, man, he's like completely bending the knee over King Kong, like, oh my god.
Maybe it's his long lost nephew or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, but with that being said, thank you for joining us in another comic book discussion, comic book review.
Yeah, what you reading out there? If you got any recommendations? Because
any manga?
Oh yeah. I can't recommend my manga.
Yeah, you can.
No,
because no one's wearing clothes in there.
No, he doesn't want us to judge him.
Yeah, you're
too
right.
Late.
Hey, what are you reading?
Don't worry about it. Anyway,
tell me when the camera comes off.
I'll tell you when.
and more importantly, what are you guys reading? Please like and subscribe and follow us on all social media.
Give us good DC books, please.
Where?
I just gave you three.
Batman. Did. That are not Batman.
You're not getting me again, goddammit. I mean, maybe I got
some panels pulled up.
maybe later.
But the new Joker origin ain't too bad. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
With that being said, thank you for watching another episode. You can follow me at @just_uno on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me at what king's making on TikTok. Sorry.
Yeah.
Man, all the different tags. You can follow me at Stu's Prime on Twitter.
You can follow me at Artisumo on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can follow us anywhere on @thirstynerds everywhere.
Yes. And yes. I will argue with you, so please
do it.
Right. I need matchup knowledge. Anyone who plays Tekken, I need matchup knowledge. Help me out.
Let's go.